episode 101 of the What We Say Pod. I'm joking. Disclaimer, I'll be leaving earlier.
We all will, mate.
What?
You said I'll be leaving earlier, like we all won't leave earlier.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how it's... Yeah. See what happens, innit?
What do you mean? When I say earlier, I mean I'm leaving in 45 minutes.
This is going to be a 45-minute app.
No. You guys are going to continue.
Until 11 o'clock.
Fact. I don't know when.
Oh, man.
10:30, maybe. I don't know.
So I need to send the thing.
What?
Addy.
What do you mean? So you don't have the Addy?
Nah, bro.
Do I have it?
You didn't buy it. You didn't buy it.
Yeah, I think I have it.
You should have it, though.
Yeah.
You got it?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Cool, it got emailed to you, innit?
Yeah.
Screenshot that and send that through, please, mate.
How did they get the picture already?
You know, I was wondering that. Maybe they know my man. I don't know. I think they've gotten a my man, innit? That's the only way it makes sense.
That's crazy, though. They actually posted a shout out to the pull-up pod.
Yeah, word. Every time, man.
Every time, man. That's crazy. It leads us straight into the episode, man. Welcome to the What We Saying Pod. Should I start saying podcast, you know, since we're official 100 episodes in? What we saying podcast.
Whatever floats your boat, mate.
You know what I mean? Nothing floats my boat.
Alright.
Good phrase. But yeah, welcome to What We Saying Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You join my co-host Tina Nibudu.
What are you saying?
So join my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera, the man that performs on stage.
Mm-hmm. Upgrade.
His name is Benzo A.
Yo.
I definitely forgot a line there, but yeah. What's the dream of us with Pricey?
Yo.
Usual.
The Lee Shabian podcast, bro.
Mm?
It's the Lee Shabian podcast.
Word.
Oh, no, I hate that guy still.
Oh, there is, though.
They were looking for you at the live show, you know.
Couldn't make it. I had a family appointment. Apologies. Next time.
So, next time? Maybe like, well, what, a year or two?
2025. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. I heard it was... Looked very good.
Yeah,
it was decent, man. You're not even asked the crowd. I was like, what? You like Pricey out here? That was better noise still.
I was like, whoa,
that's hate. What'd you say?
I don't remember that.
That's world class hating
no
still.
No one told me about this, bro.
I don't remember that.
There's parts where I actually do not remember still. I'll be real.
You was licked in it?
Yeah, I was licked still. But I don't think it was that bait. I'll be real.
It was.
After the first section, yeah. After that, cooled down a little bit, man.
You know, that was the first time I was like, this guy is drunk.
What did I do or say, though, to indicate that?
You're just very excited.
Yeah. Excited. Yeah.
Understandable.
I was excited to see the people, man.
Yeah, man. Drink the nerves away, though.
Yeah, yeah. That was part of it for sure, still. That was part of it.
But what? Okay. Now when I think back to it, though, genuinely, I wasn't nervous on stage.
Neither was I.
As soon as we, like, got into it.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous on stage. I didn't know how it would kick off. But like, I wasn't nervous on stage. I was just more like, I was more ready to just get it on with, man. Let's go. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But when we were walking onto the stage, that's when I was like, oof.
I just kept my head down, put my eyes down, just walked onto the stage.
Yeah, I didn't really look at the crowd.
I didn't look at the crowd at all.
When I walked out, I didn't look at the crowd. I just looked forward. That house, yeah, just started the game. I'm annoyed though. In fact, let's just start. First section, yeah. Cool. First section of the live show. How'd you look? Would you rate out of 10 the first segment? Is it a third? Yeah, it was a third. Out of 10, would
be honest, I think it was the worst section.
Yeah.
Out of three.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense for it to be in that order, innit? Because it's like, it's our first interaction at a live event, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As soon as we got into it.
Why do you think it was that bad though?
Because it's our first time.
I don't think it was bad.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best. We're sort of just ironing out our little, like, creases, if you want to call it that. I don't know. Like,
I don't even think it was that. It was smooth. I don't think it was that. I think it was the questions. I think it was the cards.
Yeah.
Or too many. No, I was in, like, asking them to use their cards too much.
No, I think. No, no, no. When I say cards, I mean the truth or dare cards.
Yeah.
I was in, like, there were two, like, two.
Yeah, it was too, like. Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, kind of weird.
Do you see the TikTok? She was like,
you made her ask, you asked her three times.
No, but you know what it is? Like, that wasn't even deliberate like that.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't.
It wasn't because you saw it because I asked her the first time, but you were speaking in that crowd.
People were talking and then
so
like,
I had to get out of her the next time.
The question.
But, you know what I mean? What was it? Something about,
oh, like, have you, would you, I can't remember.
It was brain. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, to be honest, I actually don't even remember you asking that question.
There's a lot of things. There was a point where you asked me, you were like, oh, like, I forgot I was on stage. You said it on stage. Do you remember?
Who forgot I was on stage?
You. You said it off the mic, but I heard you because I was right next to you. You're like, I forgot I'm on stage. Shit, on stage.
Yeah, I zoned out. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I was listening. And I forgot that they're actually here to, or like, watch us.
Yeah. In the crowd.
I thought I was in the crowd because I'm always going to live shows. So it's like, bro, you're actually the one doing the live show. So like, switch on. I was like, whoa, I'm on stage, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, see, my memory is just getting worse.
The reviews were good, though.
Yeah, only positive reviews.
Everyone said they enjoyed the song.
All right, so let's take it back to school. What went well? Even better if... For the next show.
I said PE. Point, what's the... What's
point
that?
Evidence explained.
Point evidence explained.
What went well? One thing each, then, didn't it?
What went well?
The turnout. Is that a good one?
No, that's a good one.
Mm. Yeah, what went well? The turnout was good.
Yeah. Mm. But let's say, like, in terms of what we did well.
Okay, what we did well, I think we engaged with the audience well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. I think the conversation in the second section, I was quite happy with that. Because I felt like we were in the studio. Because I'd say something, then you'd say something, then you'd say something. Because it was a conversation, like we were in the studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I felt like it was a conversation.
So you say, like, you grew into it. That's
yeah, thing. Yeah. It was very smooth. Like, I was calm. Like, I was like, yeah, just talking. Like, it was just a conversation. They were just, like, listening. Then someone would say that maybe someone from Pull Up, I'll go over there. They'll give their, like, 2 pence and then someone else will say something. It felt very, like, cool. We're rolling. Yeah, I think that was one of the things I think we did well.
Yeah, I was going to say pretty much the same thing. Like, we never had, like, an awkward pause or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we just kept bouncing off each other.
I thought we would, though.
Yeah, pause, sorry.
Pause. Oh,
yeah. I thought we would, though. Actually, no.
I didn't think we would,
but I thought...
There's always a chance of it happening.
Yeah, there's a chance. How are we going to react if it happens?
No. Flip's sake.
Earring.
Yeah, my back is off.
Bruh. I think I got a spare one, though, actually.
Oh, my days. Why does this always happen?
That's never happened to me. That's never
happened to me. I always touch it randomly. It's gone.
Wait, all you managed to got your ears pierced, did I?
Yeah, bro.
Do you?
You got both.
I don't know why it's pierced.
Did you first?
You got it first.
I was first, bro.
Yeah. Well, how old did you even got yours?
My first one, I was like 15 or something. Bro, can you imagine a man done it in the old yard?
Yeah.
Swear. Who did it?
Oh.
What?
Who did it, bro?
You trusted him, bro, of all guys.
He got an apple and got the actual ear in there and literally just put it behind my ear, just pushed it through.
What?
If you actually look at my ears, if I don't know where
it's not even. It's not even.
That one's higher than the other.
I don't know where myself out. But it's like you got clock unless you can't, bro, you got a clock. Like, it's not baked to the
point. Yeah.
Like, no, I have to concentrate to actually.
But you actually, yeah.
It's not like
take out, you look at
off a first glance.
But then who done my other one? Thing he done by Pearson after sixth form on a bus.
Oh, first.
A babe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was doing bare people, I remember. Yeah. She was doing bare people.
But yeah, I didn't expect us to have a awkward moment in terms of like, we're going quiet or something. I didn't think that. I thought like, we've got the experience now to keep a conversation going.
Mm.
You know? So I didn't expect that. If that happened, I would have been upset.
I knew it wasn't going to, like, from when we started, like, I felt the energy. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Plus, we had, like, so many things to... We had the stuff to interact with the crowd and then, like, us actually talking between ourselves. Yeah. I was like, there's no way we won't have something to talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Someone said they felt the crowd was shy, you know?
They were. Well, some people, yeah.
The thing is that when we were doing the sound clash, I couldn't actually tell who was singing along. I wasn't paying attention to the crowd. I was just hearing noise. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I feel like the crowd was shy, but I don't blame them.
Yeah, because
I feel like I don't think the audience wasn't that young. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't that young.
I mean, our age and below.
No, because Pull Up.
Okay, yeah. Apart from them, yeah.
But yeah, like it was our age and below, I guess. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if that was people's first live show.
I would
understand why they'll be like, oh, like, can I jump up and sing? Like, I would have thought people jump up with the sound.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to a live show, if a banging song comes on, everyone's jumping up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I don't blame them, innit? I feel like maybe people are shy, innit? But like, yeah, I think that's an even better if the crowd, in fact, no, even better for us. But overall, I feel like if the crowd warmed up a bit more,
yeah,
then it would have just been better, innit?
Yeah.
Like, it was still good. Like, I feel like the crowd was still good overall.
A solid start, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. Just got to do.
So even better is. Someone said that we should have controlled the crowd better.
But the thing is, I didn't expect that we needed to. Like, the amount of times you have to tell people to, like quiet down. I didn't think we'd have to do that.
We didn't do that too much, though.
But the fact...
Standing on the chairs and that.
That was in the breaks, I like.
I mean, that was in the breaks. That wasn't
while we were on stage, I don't think.
But yeah, just telling people, like, while we're having a discussion or while something's going on, just to, I think we had to do it maybe, like, twice.
It wasn't that frequent,
but it was, like...
I didn't expect us to do that all, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I knew we'd have to do it at least once, I think.
No, I didn't even want to do that. Yeah. I didn't want to do the whole, you lot have to, like, quiet down. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. That leads into my even better if the but, yeah.
Yeah, so... People just told us that we could have controlled the crowd a bit better. Yeah, like, it is what it is, really.
I think that'll come with experience, though, isn't it? Wasn't that like, how to control the crowd, innit?
I don't know. Like, I feel like because some people... Obviously, you're going to expect people to talk about what we're talking about, innit? So it's always going to happen. But I feel like it got to a point maybe once or twice that the crowd was loud and we have to listen to them. Not listen to them, sorry.
But we're competing.
We're competing. Yeah. Like, we're the ones with the mics. Yeah. Like, how the hell are we competing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, at the end of the day, it was all cool. But yeah.
But yeah, the turnout, very happy with the turnout, to be fair.
Mm.
Very happy with the turnout.
What's your even better if? I thought this guy was about to do his even
better if. Did you say one?
No.
Even better if.
I don't think anyone passed out. Oh, no. To be honest, the crowd.
I think well. Even yeah. better if we got someone on stage to do whatever, whether that's joining a conversation or participate in a game or something, or if we got pulled up on stage, something like that for a different sort of perspective kind of thing. Yeah. If Pricey was there, would you have come on?
Would I come?
Yeah, on stage. That's enough.
I would have to be burst.
I would have to be burst still. But yeah.
To be honest, we thought about it, but like, I didn't really want anyone on the stage. For the first one,
I don't think there was much opportunity. Simply because
there was nothing really. Well, like, what are we gonna bring them on stage?
But I think that's what's good. Like, now you know what to build off for the next. Like, you need that kind of base level.
Yeah,
you know what you want to build off.
Yeah, I feel like we started off well. Like, the reviews were good. But you're even better. You said at least you.
Yeah, I think it would have been like next time we can like consider like having a host.
Yeah, the host would have been able
to do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people are loud, the host would have been like, oh, can everyone quiet down? Rather than us doing it.
Mm.
And then other stuff as well. Like, if we're changing sections, the host would do it.
Lead us in.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, well, like, we had to get the DJ to sort of do it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but like, it wasn't that much of an issue at all. It wasn't really that much of an issue. The DJ did his thing as well.
Yeah, in terms of...
Well,
do you mind feel like you record the next live show and like, put it on YouTube or something?
No, if you're there, you miss it. For me, I like that dynamic. If you weren't there, then you missed it.
You know what I mean?
For me, it's just something you think about now.
Yeah.
Like, you had to experience it to know what it was.
Yeah.
Rather not it just be on YouTube and people are like, they're going to record it, it's going to be on YouTube now.
So yeah.
Like, no, you got to be a part of it.
Someone won't come because like, I'll just watch on YouTube anyways. I don't really want it to be a thing like that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Might even better if. What could we have done better? I don't know. I feel like the start is... Because the start is what I was least impressed with, purely because of the cards. I feel like it would be even better if we went through the cards, maybe. But then it's the element of surprise is gone, of like what's going to be us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the game. So that's why I was like, we couldn't have gone through it. Because then it's like, oh, we're already going to plan our answers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want it to be as spontaneous as possible.
Yeah.
So maybe... Next time, the picking of the cards, maybe you get me.
Do you remember what you said backstage after the first section?
No.
We got to ask more people in the crowd for their opinion rather than just one specific section. I think I was the one that was guilty of that, I can't lie. If I remember correctly. I think I went out to the crowd a few times.
I feel like, and even better, if, rather than blame on you, I feel like we should have known how to operate the crowd. As in, like, give us a section each. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine
if Benzo was going to the right side, it's like, now you're neglecting the left. So it's like, we should have all gone into a different side. But again, that could have been the way the room is set up. Like, the room wasn't the best, I don't think.
Yeah.
I feel like the way the section was is like, we'll have to go through the crowd to then get to the back. It was like, it was just...
There was only one way to the crowd.
And the mics, like, they were wired as well, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been better if it was wired.
But it is what it is.
I feel like I was hard on myself after it. I kept asking people like, "Yo, like, what? How was it? Like, was it actually good? Like, I felt like they were lying."
Same. I was like, is anyone going to tell me that this wasn't that good? Is anyone going to tell me that?
Like, I generally had to speak to people after, like, the day after, like, yo, like, speak to me, though. And I was actually like,
yeah.
Like, how was it? Like, be honest with me. And they were like, yeah, like, it was actually good. Like, just maintain the crowd better next time because those people were loud. But yeah, other than that, like, it was actually good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I just overcriticized. Is it over critique or whatever?
Yeah, that's basically
how I am anyway. So I feel like the best part of the snap was reading out dilemmas. Because I'm not gonna, at first, when we went into the break, there was only two dilemas.
Yeah, I remember you saying one question and one dilemma.
I was like, yeah, cool. This is enough. We can lead with this. We can speak about this for a while. I promised you guys, as we entered the stage, the phone flooded with dilemmas.
That's God.
It flooded with dilemmas. I was like, yo, like, what? So I just had to keep scrolling. I was like, okay, cool, let me pick this one. Yeah. People are coming up to me, yo, read my dilemma. Texting me, yo, read. I'm like, what the heck? I was like, thank God, fam. At least now, this section.
It's packed.
Because obviously, the first section, I felt like we rushed. Because yeah, we spoke about after, we're like, cool.
Yeah,
let's take our time. Let's slow it down. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like everything went well. I feel, and then the TikTok section.
Oh, that was my favorite section.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you talk about that one.
That was my favorite section. I feel like that was a section that no one expected.
Because
someone mentioned to me, oh, yeah, that was lit. Like, you lot went back onto your TikToks and said, whatever, the most viral clips, whatever it was. Yeah. That was a section that people were, the TikToks that were made, I think they sort of put emphasis on that being almost a highlight or sort of something that was different that they didn't expect. So I was happy with that.
Yeah, I was happy with that. I ain't ever seen that anywhere else.
Exactly, so exactly. Like,
that's a good idea still. Thank you to me.
Nice. You were the one, what clip was it that got the crowd a little bit, was it the last one? Or was it the one about the 100 mil?
I don't remember.
I think it was the 100 mil one. Whatever.
It was the 100 mil one.
Finger up the backside.
Oh, right.
I don't even think we spoke about that for long.
No,
I don't remember. Really? I think I just said that, yeah, like, man was capping.
Or maybe it was the last one.
I mean, the last one, but like, to me, I was actually surprised that people still didn't get what I was saying.
In the last one?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that was ever the issue, though.
What was the issue then?
It's just the fact that we were talking about it.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that we were talking about it. I feel like people got what you said. It's just the fact that we're talking about it on a podcast, but obviously it was taken out of context and everything, so.
Yeah.
So.
No, but even then, we weren't arguing, but it's like, someone in the crowd was like, because obviously I said, you lot shouldn't take a 1 minute clip and run with, do you know what I mean? I said that. Someone said something like, oh, but that's why you're posting it.
I heard that. I did
hear
that.
I was like, what?
I did hear that. I did hear
that. I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
I didn't even hear that one.
But then I was like, I was just shocked. I was like, wow, like, so what? Because we posted a 1 minute clip, you're going to drag us now for.
Yeah.
Not, we should have a podcast. You know what I mean? I was surprised when they said that, but obviously, you know, obviously they came to support us. Obviously, they feel like we're a good podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. But yeah, I was shocked when they said that.
But yeah, overall, I think we did well. We did well. Next one, I don't know. The good thing that I'm personally happy about is that when the next one comes, I'm not going to be nervous because I know we can do it.
No.
Yeah, I know we can talk. We can put, huh?
You can't say that.
You don't think so?
Mm. What if it's more people this time?
Yeah. Like,
what I think it's the principle though. Nah. Talking in front of people, I think I'm calm doing it. Nah, I can't lie.
More people.
Okay, so how many more people are you talking about? You
can, bro, let's like say we blow the amount. Now. Exactly.
Let's say we blow up. Okay. Back to like,
so what sort of crowd are we looking at that's going to make you man think, oh, wow, I'm nervous?
500.
Yeah. Come on, 500 people.
What are you talking about, bro? Bro, I can't lie. It's going to be the same thing. After five minutes, you're not going to think about it.
Oh, so if they told you tomorrow, Royal Albert Hall.
That's 3,000. Bro, if there's yak, I'm calm, man. I can't lie to you. That's a go-to, man.
This guy got drunk for over 100 people.
Mate.
Royal Albert Hall, they'll carry off stage.
Mate.
What are you talking about? No, man, will get... Like, I feel like with me, I'll always get... Butterflies? Is it butterflies?
Kind of.
I thought butterflies is for more like relationship or whatever.
No, butterflies is just...
But yeah, I just forgot butterflies. I feel like I'll get the butterflies at the start and then I'll grow into it because the crowd didn't really... It's more like they're here to see you do well. It's not as if they're waiting for you to mess up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they're going to help you as well. They're going to interact. There's always going to be someone that will help you because I was looking in the crowd and I could see a friend that would be like, oh yeah, like this is good. I'm like, okay, let me keep going, man. Let me talk my stuff. So yeah, like...
I didn't want to do that, you know, because I thought I'd get put off.
But look at someone you know.
Yeah, because like, what if they make me laugh for no reason? I'm just burst out laughing on the stage for no reason.
I can barely see like the lights on our faces. I can see the front row, but I couldn't. No, I can see even people in the back. I can see them, but I didn't like couldn't see their faces properly. Yeah. So
and shout out to the man them that were there that pulled up.
Word.
I felt the love from the man them.
Yeah. And the girls as well.
Yeah, obviously the girls. Shout out to the girls, but I'm just saying it because.
Mandem
is like for you to actually step out and support another man's grand, isn't it? Like,
turned up still.
Because I felt the love as well.
Appreciate it.
Actually ended up taking pictures with a couple, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, after, yeah. So. What are you going to say? Why'd you
Nah, bro, like I said, I'm just pissed, bro. Next show for real, innit?
Nah, man. You'll be there for the next one, man. Be bigger and better, anyways. God willing, anyways, man.
When did I say I'm leaving?
10. Is that actually right?
Yeah,
no,
that time.
Yeah, right. Bro. Remember I said
on the way.
I think you should go now. I can't lie.
What? Now?
I'm DJing, bro. I think you should go.
Are you first?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, like, damn.
Take it seriously, innit? Go.
Oh, if you're first, then yeah, you might.
Now, there it is. I'm gonna leave in like a number 10 minutes or so, innit? I'll get it.
How far is it from here?
30 minutes.
10 minutes is pushing it.
Huh?
10 minutes is pushing.
Bro, you might as well. It's already.
If you're the first DJ on there, you got to be there.
I'm just saying, like, bro, it doesn't even matter people there. I'm just saying, like, just on a like. On
business
a professional
team,
yeah. Yeah.
On a business, yeah. And just go in it.
Because it's actually late. Man will turn up at 10, just after 10, bro. And you want there to be music going on.
It starts at 10.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought people would get there at 11, bro.
They probably will, but
you can't take the chance.
It's not the point, bro. Like, if you principle, you've got like, show your collaborators.
It's your first set as well, bro. That means we're going to miss the set, damn.
I definitely booked it on purpose.
Why, man?
I'm not big DJ, we need to be doing it. Oh,
no, we can get there. We can get there for the last 10 minutes. Yeah, definitely.
How long is your set? How long is your set? How many DJs are there?
It's an hour. Bro.
I'm doing, bro. You guys are gonna hear me. I'm DJing at the end as well.
You can get some stickers.
Quick special. No, that should. No flash.
You're gonna miss the last dance. Busy spinning the decks.
I'm actually looking forward to this. You know, I'm like, raw. What's he got in his locker?
Bro, like...
DJ!
Bro, like...
No pressure, obviously. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, it's just me playing my music that I like.
Yeah, bro. So I'm not gonna... I'm sure you'll do well, man.
Hey, do you know what is it? I've been hearing this a lot, though. What? Like, about with the genres at motives, innit? Like, some people I'm hearing now, they're like, bro, bring it back. You know when we was young, geez, yeah? When we first started going to events and that, it was straight dancehall, straight bashment dancehall. Boom, nothing else. Da-da-da. Now, as you get older, Afrobeats is coming in. They're bringing it into the functions now. Now,
Ampiano.
Ampiano. I mean, some people be like, bro, there's too much Ampiano. Just get me just too much all this other stuff and not enough. Not enough.
Bashment.
So then, what's your perfect balance then? Mm? What's your perfect balance then?
My perfect balance, innit, yeah? Oof. I think the motive needs to be 50%. I think it needs to be at least 40%. Dancehall. I think it needs to be like 40%. Not because, bro, do you know what it is, yeah? Like, a big thing that makes or breaks a function is when the ladies are enjoying themselves, you get me? Getting the waist is just smooth and that, bro. Mm. You can't be doing that to hip-hop, bro. You can't be doing that to Ampiano, unfortunately, even though I enjoy those genres. So, I feel like, in terms of having a good event, the main thing you want to do is make sure the ladies are enjoying themselves first and foremost. And if you want the ladies to enjoy themselves, got to have a good, healthy bashment section. So, 40%. Dancehall bashment, what, that's like 60%, I say 30%, 30% Afrobeat, and then boom, 15% Ampiano, 15% hip hop and rap.
Oh, I was gonna say,
I think that's actually how it started, you know. I thought, cool, let me think about it now. Cool, I'm doing the warm up set. There's an old school bashment, there's an old school Afrobeat, there's a new school bashment, there's an old school Afrobeat. Old school Afrobeat includes Ampiano as well, so.
Okay.
New school Afrobeats includes Ampiano as well.
Yeah.
Then there's, how many have I named? Five.
Four or five.
Yeah, so there's two Afrobeats, two bashment, one hip hop set, and then warm up. R&B as well, small.
Yeah.
So they always take up most of it, Afrobeats and dancehall. People are saying that the music's getting repetitive, so I think that's what DJs are going to have to work on, I guess.
The thing is, people say that
it's not DJs, like the event organizers, the ones that ask for the set. So.
People say that it's repetitive, but in the function, I look around and everyone's vibing to the song.
I don't think it's repetitive. I feel like it's just you need to get the right crowd.
I think you're gonna make the thing is, though, do you know what it is? I think you're even if there's Ampiano, like even me, if there's Ampiano, I'm gonna vibe to it because you don't know. I feel like if you actually come out to enjoy yourself, you don't want to be bad vibes, you're gonna enjoy what they're playing, but in your heart, you know what you prefer to be hearing. Like, yeah, man,
I hear you.
I heard you, Storm. Before I leave, let me just quickly ask, how was you lot's weeks?
All right.
Just work, man. Be real.
Same.
Oh my gosh. This guy took a week off and he's been jaying Monday to Friday. Literally, mate. That's crazy, man.
What did I do Monday? Monday, I did something.
Someone's birthday. Our friend's birthday.
My friend's birthday thing. That was cool. Tuesday, I went to Odell concert.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a lot of people there.
Was it lit? I'd heard mixed reviews from that,
though. No, there was definitely mixed reviews. I feel like overall it was good. I enjoyed it because I'm actually an Odell fan.
Mm.
That sounds crazy, but yeah, I'm an Odell fan, so I know his tunes. I feel like the crowd let him down a bit.
Swear.
They weren't singing word for all of his songs. They were just singing for like the well-known ones. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like that let him down a bit. I also think the sound engineers let him down a bit.
Mm. So what was wrong with his... What?
Like, I'm always hearing, like, you know when you're always... As if the mic was getting to feedback. Yeah. First. That was really irritating me.
Yeah.
So Gabzy.
Gabzy was there. And what was like... That obviously you're going to go crazy for a guest that comes up.
Mm.
But like, it's like they were singing louder. It's like, bro, you're here for
Odell. For the guest.
Do you know what I mean? It was like, not that they weren't singing loud for Odell, because they definitely were. But it's like, the energy was, it was like up and down. Mm-hmm. It was never maintained, which I kind of, was kind of annoyed me.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, it was a good night still. I enjoyed it a lot. Shout out to Odell. There was an after party, but I realised that, yeah, if I'm not feeling something, don't go. Just go home. As you said, you don't want to be out of move and it's bad, and you're bad vibes, because that's exactly what I was. I was just by the corner. I said, yeah, time for me to go. So I left.
Uh-huh.
What day is that? Was that Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday, I think I went out with my family to Fair Game.
Yeah. Oh, okay. First.
That's a decent spot still. You don't should go there still.
Yeah, yeah.
They got bear games there though, innit?
Yeah, bear games though. It's actually fun still.
Hey, they give you like some little card thing you got to tap.
Yeah.
So where is it? Canary?
Canary Wharf still. Mm-hmm.
Might have to involve myself there still.
Parking spot there as well. So.
Is it a good date spot?
Yeah, definitely.
Good little spot still.
Definitely.
So,
yeah, definitely.
Reasonable.
It's like £15 as well.
£15 each.
£15 each.
So £30.
What about like drinks and that? You want to see food and that?
I didn't buy drinks there. I'm going to. But drinks, I think it's expensive. Food there is expensive. I've been a few times.
I can't lie, bro. Someone put me on. I'm just gonna be. You just got to re up for the mini Henny bottles anyway. Just
free drinks in it or whatever. Like, yeah, just, you actually got.
I hear.
But yeah,
re up.
You still.
But yeah, I didn't eat there because they took me to a restaurant after.
Mm-hmm.
What day was that? Wednesday, Thursday. I went to a wedding. Bro, do you know my week was just
on a Thursday? That's crazy.
I was crazy still, but my mom told me late. Like I didn't know if I was even going. But my mom told me like, "Yo, like, let's roll."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I pulled up to that. I was wearing native. I was looking, oh yeah, man's looking sharp.
Whole party was not whole party. Obviously, it's a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the trad still, so they did the whole trad, which was nice to see.
Mm.
Especially because they're young. They're a young couple. So seeing them still doing traditional.
I'm definitely like, doing a trad.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you mind like wearing trad?
What? Yes, I love, bro.
Like full trad?
Bro, I got at least four.
Same. Four or five still.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm really embracing my culture.
So. Yeah,
doing trad, zero chatting.
100%. What's your lot's favorite color of trad, though? Mine's got to be blue still.
Yeah, blue just looks right.
Blue's beautiful.
Blue or white.
It looks hard.
White's good as well.
That's what I got. I got white, blue. I need a black. I need general colors.
Black.
I need black.
I prefer short sleeve to long sleeve. You know,
long sleeve.
I prefer shorts. I do prefer short sleeve in it. Yeah, I do prefer short sleeve.
No, long sleeve.
The next one I get sewn.
Long sleeve bangs.
Long sleeve bangs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was wearing long sleeves.
Yeah.
The next one I get sewn. I was gonna get Agbada, but it's not Agbada. My dad said it's like a little like a smaller version that the younger guys can tap wear, because you know Agbada is like the big thing.
No, guys were wearing the full thing and like there was even like one they put on top. But like it weren't big, so like it looked. No, guys look sharp. Still, I'm not gonna lie. I wish I was wearing it, but yeah,
right.
Guys look sharp.
Weddings, man.
What else? Yeah, it motivated. Yeah, motivated me to come
for your wedding day. Now.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
So shout out my babe. Soon, us.
Yeah, man.
Do you? Oh, can.
Say this guy. Say.
You know what I'm gonna say?
I think so. But
the live show. Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. That's what I'm saying. Like. When you're on stage, you don't know what
live
you're doing.
Show, yeah. I don't know what we were talking about. I just hear this guy to my right. Oh, I love my girl, man. What?
Just into the mic.
What? In the mic. No one was talking loud. love my girl. I'm like, this nigga on, man.
The crowd reacted, everyone just acted like it didn't happen.
It's like they were shocked. I'm like, it's like they gave like a shot, like, what?
And you just carried on.
Like, yeah, I just carried on. Like, I didn't know what to, I didn't know if I drew it back. So I just said, I was like, yeah, let me just go on, man. I don't know why I said that.
Jesus but, yeah. Christ, man.
What else? Was she in the crowd or was he just screaming like in the air?
I don't know what you're talking about. But, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but, yeah. Man.
That was Thursday. Friday is today.
Another one.
Event, and you get me.
Another one, man.
Event, this guy's chilling, bro. Go and do your set.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to you lot. Hope you lot enjoyed this episode. Man. Obviously, the main man is going, but you get me.
Man, how long is
my co-host.
Get out of here, man.
My co-host will do their thing.
You're doing it, man.
I don't even know. I'll catch you.
Well, how long have you been recording for?
Probably like 30 minutes. If that. Something like that.
Keep going. Tell me when it ends, innit?
All right, cool.
Yeah. End time.
What about weddings, bro? I've been thinking, yeah. Like, we had that conversation on GC a few weeks ago about how much weddings are, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, did you man see the wedding yesterday? The turnout. You see the size of the hall and the amount of people. That couldn't have been cheap, you know. And bro, it was a young couple as well.
Bro, it's not,
so I'm like, people are saying I want 500 guests, bro. 500 guests to feed 500 man is not cheap. 500 guests is
brazy. But do you know what it is? Yeah, when I was telling the thing is, like, I was surprised when we was having this conversation in group chat. I was surprised that Bear Man didn't know that it's tradition for like parents to get me chip if they in. Can. Obviously, I thought like, bro, you man thought that the couples was just funding that all themselves.
Yeah, it's true still. Because originally I wanted to fund my whole wedding. Now I'm like, I want to, but sometimes you gotta be realistic, man. Like, let's say you got like 250 guests, 300 guests. Like, what are we looking at? 30k,
bro. Like,
it's a salary, bro.
Like, you know what I mean? Realistic. I'm just saying, like, bro, man's been quite a few weddings in the past year and a half. And like I said, every wedding that I've been to in the past year and a half, everyone's had all their parents have chipped. Like, Jamie, that's just standard procedure.
Yeah.
That's just standard procedure type thing. Obviously, if your parents can. Obviously, you're not saying for other people's circumstances, but if your parents are able to, don't really.
And there's also a dowry as well.
Yeah.
But apparently, I don't know if it's apparent, that's if she's Nigerian, isn't it? Because I was watching a podcast and there was a Nigerian getting married to a woman from the Caribbean and she was requesting a dowry, but I'm like, you ain't Nigerian.
Yeah, no,
that ain't within your culture, so why are you asking for that?
It depends. Yeah, it depends on the culture still. Like I said, this bro, I'm not gonna get too deep into that because I don't know. I don't know when my parents got married. They had quite a few things. Like, there's quite a few things leading up into the traditional way. Like, some people like don't go. Like, they go into each other's houses to request certain things. Or,
yeah.
Like, so I'm gonna get too deep into that because I ain't no specialist. But all I know is that obviously you see on my wedding, we're doing the traditional there and then.
Yeah, man. I even heard to even ask the lady to be your wife, like. How it used to be, like, it might even still be like this. The parents, your parents, will then go to her parents' crib and be like, my son wants to tie the knot with your daughter.
Yeah.
And you sort of have like a conversation and that.
Yeah, that's what
parents got to agree, cool, is this happening? I'm not too sure. And then my thing is, okay, so what if her parents don't want it to happen? Like, what? You ain't getting married. I'm still getting married, you know what I mean?
I just assume that's one of them things where it's just like, it's kind of for, what's the word? It's just like more for ceremony type things that like you already know. Like, do you get me? It's just like, yeah.
Just a formality.
Formality. Obviously, this little things in it, like going to ask your girl, like confirm your girl's dad that you want to obviously marry your daughter. That's even more of a Western. I don't know about Nigerian, but I know obviously in the Western that they like doing that, going to chat to the girl's dad.
You ain't
going
to do that?
What, chat to her dad?
No, yeah.
Of course. That.
First.
I feel like you got to, man. Yeah. Like, it's her dad, isn't it? Get the blessing and be like, what would I say though? I don't know what I'd say.
I don't even know how you even said that out.
Bro,
like,
I'm sure.
It depends on your relationship with the guy though, innit?
Yeah, but it's like,
at least me and him, I literally just go out for a meal.
That's what I'm saying. You have to take him out or something.
That's a bit formal, no?
Yeah, but how else? You're not going to just say like when you two are alone in the kitchen one time or something. Like,
if you're taking him out to dinner, you got to have a relationship of some sort.
I'm just going to do it in a way that's not bait, bro, innit? Because obviously, if I never spent, hopefully I will have a good enough relationship that I can spend time with my girl's dad.
Yeah.
So obviously I can go spend some time with him and just tell him like, look, we might be golfing or something, bro.
Golfing or something, or maybe like after a football match or something. I don't know.
Be like, yeah, look, yeah, man, I love your daughter. Like,
imagine getting a lead about I love your daughter. He's be like, what's this guy talking about? Like,
yeah, watching the dad just put down his drink and lean forward for him. Just be like, what are you trying to ask me right now?
What if he tries to press you though? That'd be mad.
That would have already been done, though. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
That's at that point. That's at the start. You know what I'm saying?
Or when you first meet him, kind of thing.
That pressure has already been done.
You gonna watch that film? What film is it? It's it's got. Is it Den? Can't remember. But Den. It's got
recent.
Nah, it's old. 50 Cent in it. Where like there's a young Ute. I don't think he's asking to marry. It's like prom or something. The Ute comes to the door.
I'm seeing it on TikTok.
And then like. In fact, nah. Bad Boys. A youth comes to the door, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And they bat him up. They bat him up properly.
That's standard.
I see this joke still.
I would do the same if I had a daughter.
Would you do it if it was like my daughter? Unless you're at the crib and my girl's boyfriend comes to the door. He's like, I'm here to take man.
Gotta make sure.
Gotta make sure he's proper and that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's like half the reason why guys even want to get bolo and stuff like that, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. It won't make sense if you're like,
If like your daughter's boyfriend can now beat you up, like that's actually
crazy. That's mad.
That's crazy.
That's mad. How are you going to intimidate him? Or even like chat to him?
Like, bro, it should not be easy. That's like,
It shouldn't be easy.
I can do it, man. I hear it still.
Like, literally, man.
Nah, that's why I think it was last week I was saying, bro, when you get to a certain age, there's a certain size. That's the minimum size. That you should be, I can't lie.
As a man.
Yes, bro. Like when you're picking up your youth from school, I'm like, bro, why are you skinny though? Obviously, like excluding like health conditions, this, that and the third, whatever. But like outside of that, bro, like have some size, bro. Like you ain't even gotta be bolo. You just gotta be sizable.
You gotta be able to bench 100 kg.
Yeah. That's not a bad benchmark.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
As long as you're that size, you know, like you've got the strength required.
What needs to be done.
I would never want to be hench though.
What's hench though?
Bro, my girl likes me mager, so I might need to.
Oh, you got a girl?
What? Nah.
Anyway,
that's what you just said.
This is what I heard.
She likes me mager, innit? So I might have to leave it like that. But more time in it, I don't want to be bowler. I just want to be like, I've always said this. I don't want to be hench. I want to be athletic.
I've actually said that as well.
What's it like a footballer's build?
Bro, like football, obviously gymnasts are hench, but like, you know what I mean? I want to be like utility, like, because I feel like them man, that's why like I feel like calisthenics is so lit, because there's man that can do all the heavy lifting in the gym, but they can't maneuver their own body weight. Like, you can't maneuver your own body, bro.
That's true.
But calisthenics just looks so crazy to
Word.
Me.
Word.
It looks so crazy. Those handstand push up things, like, bro, like I don't think I can ever
that's
do that.
Not
it's
easy, bro. That's not sorry. Easy.
No,
like,
it's cold though.
It is hard. It is hard.
And I'm not an expert, but wouldn't it take longer to like see like growth and gains from doing calisthenics?
Weights,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, calisthenics is strength training. It's not,
but you're using your own. But, exactly.
Yeah, so it would take longer then, I guess.
You don't do it to build mass. Like, you don't do calisthenics to build mass. You just do it for strength.
Strength, innit?
But at the same time, you'd want to look like you've been working out at the same time, though, would you?
You'll get there, though. No, but calisthenics does.
It makes you look. It's obviously just with gym, what you're training for, what's the word they use? Hypertrophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like hypertrophy just needs you like look big, like you're trying to look big, bro. Yeah, like you can be strong. Like you don't have to. Do you get me? You can.
Bro. I hear it. No, I do hear it still. Like kind of say it does look lit.
Do you mind have a size in your head? There's a size that you want to get to.
Like I'm around like the footballer type of thing, but with a bit more like muscle, because you know like footballers.
Centre back type frame.
Yeah. Centre backs are big, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Look at Konate and Van Dijk, bro. They're not small, you know that. Like. They're not hench, but like they ain't skinny.
But that's what I'm saying. Like they're big. Yeah, but I think there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's big. When I'm thinking of bodybuilder, you know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? The man's like little balloonish.
They're like veins and that, like sticking out, like out of their foreheads and that. Nah, it's mad. Man. I don't think I could do that still. I feel like it's got to be. I don't know. I ain't got a size in my head that I want to be, but weirdly enough, I feel like I'll just know in my head when I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is my build, innit? Because everyone's got that build that doesn't suit them. Yeah, I said it like true. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, like, me skinny, it doesn't work for my expectations. It doesn't work for the brand, bro. It doesn't look right, bro. Like, man looks like a lamppost. Literally, bro.
Yeah.
That don't work out for me, bro. You know what I mean? So you just got to find out what your size is and just maybe work towards it, I think.
I feel like that's too important, though. I was going to say as a man, but I just feel like in general, whether it's running, football, swimming, I feel like
you have to be active during your life.
Satin. I'll probably do maybe cycling.
But you already do like football.
No, I'm saying
stuff.
When you're older.
You can still be banging football when you're older.
Yeah, but I mean like 35, wife and kids. I'm not.
You can still be banging it.
You can be, but I don't think I will be in it.
Spurs. I don't think I love Sunday
league, come much. On. What? Nah. 35, you're waking up on a Sunday, some 22-year-old's coming and hacking out your legs. Like, that's so dead. That is so dead, bro. You all got a flipping sprained ankle. You got to take your youth to school in the morning. Like, it's, that's so long, I'll be real, bro.
Well, let's keep fit, innit? Like,
I don't know.
The best combination for a man, you have cool gym, stand, like gym just there, gym or calisthenics for strength training, whatever. You've got something there for endurance, so cycling, swimming, running, something there to build endurance, and just something extra there, a sport, preferably a fighting sport, but if not fighting, then do you get me, football, basketball, something like that. I feel like that's the combination, the free combo that you need, like, to stay,
For like a self-defense kind of thing.
Could be like, just, And it should be like,
Because you never know what situation you're going to be in when you get older, you know.
I think it's good to know.
Because like, imagine like taking your family like Disneyland or something, and then there's just some like excited guy that just comes in, just like, I don't know, just bumps into your wife. He's all excited, not trying to say sorry, and that, what? It's not on you, bro.
I feel like it just kills two birds with one stone, and like, keeps you fit and you're disciplined as well. Like, a bear man go gym, they can't defend themselves.
It's true, like, muscles are sort of like,
yeah, that's
very deceiving.
Like, yeah, it doesn't mean he knows how to fight.
Because he's big, like, he's just going to thump you. Yeah. That ain't really how it works. But then again, it can save you from a lot of nonsense. Like, I was watching a video on Insta Reels, and a youth was just driving with his boy in a car. And then, like, the car behind him bumped into him, innit? And he hopped out on vaults. He's like, what? He looked at my man and said, he hopped straight back in.
The man was bowling,
like, nah, he's too big. He's too big. The thing is, though, my man might not have been able to fight. Because of first glance, he looked big.
You know what but I mean? That's what it is, though, isn't it? That's why everyone goes to the gym, to have that demeanor that, like, bro, you don't want it with me type of thing.
I guess.
But yeah, but the thing is, if you're trained in whatever you, like Christy said, an activity that teaches you how to fight, you won't even care if that guy's bro alone. Well, you will, but not to the same extent. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's weight classes.
They have weight classes, but still, at the end of the day,
you know what I mean? There's actually weight classes.
Bro, at the same time, like, if you know how to throw a punch and he, like, throw it, you know what I mean? You know how to read a punch, he throws one, you slip it, and you crack him on, like, bro.
Okay, cool. So let's say you're like 58 kg now.
Yeah.
The guy's roughly, let's say, like, double. Let's say he's 110, roughly. What? So you're going to go for it, yeah?
David,
you're going to go for that, bro. Because he might not know how to fight, but if he grabs you, you're finished. I'll be real.
That's what I'm saying, like, bro, obviously, weight classes only matter to an... Okay, cool. I was going to say, weight classes mainly matter when you both know how to fight.
Yeah.
And when you don't know how to... Okay. When, like, one person knows how to fight, so let's say the 58 kg guy, a weight class is only going to now be a factor with someone that can't fight if the weight difference is mad. Like, you know, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. That man can actually just... Like, you can't even generate enough power to actually hurt him.
Yeah. Not mobile, not agile, like, you can't move and that.
You can't, but other than that, you're good.
I hear it still.
You feel like you're a victim of the road racing law?
Nah, I can't lie. Like, I've never had to hop out of the car, I'll be real. I've been angry, but it's like, I'm on the M-way. Who's getting out of their car on the M-way?
Road rage, you know what I mean? Crazy.
But it happens, I don't think you'll ever be that deep, though. What, road rage?
Yeah, like, only when, like, let's say when someone's hit you. If someone's hit you, and you're like, bro, like, what were you doing? I would hop out, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
They don't even have to hit you. It can be a near miss. It doesn't even have to be a near miss. It's the principle. Like, let's say that they cut in front of you, and then they slow down.
Yeah, do you know, I was literally going to say that. I've seen that on, like, TikTok here. Like, let's say someone's driving slowly, and, like, the faster car's behind them, and they, like, they find a way to get around them, and then they brake check them. I'm like, bro, that's crazy, you know?
Bro,
I swear to you. You're just driving, and someone actually brake checked you, like, bro.
The calmest of guys are a victim of... I thought I was calm, bro. My sister's been in the car, and she's like, you're scaring me right now. I swear, bro, I've lost it 0 to 100 so fast at home. It just comes out of nowhere. Chucky was saying it like a few weeks ago. Like, it can just, bro, it's crazy.
Worst ones I've seen are in America. Those are the worst. And that's the one place I would never. You see, if I lived in America, I'll be the most patterned civilian ever because, brother, like, that fear, all around, you know that anyone has it on them, has it on them. Bro, there's one video, where this literally guy, he gets cut off by someone, he literally chasing him, on the motorway, like 80 miles an hour, speeding. He literally gets the gun, and starts shooting him through the window.
That's GTA. That's not real life.
That's GTA.
That's not calm, I'll be real. That's why I don't think I could ever live there, man, I'll be real. There's just too much chance for things to happen.
No, but even here, though, like, I was saying this to someone the other day, like, let's say you're out with the missus or whatever, you're out with a girl, and normal situation, like a guy tries to come bad you up or something like that, and then you got, you know what I mean, you got to defend, you know, you and the girl.
Mm.
Like, the chances of like them just backing out, you know what, and just quickly, do you know how quick, bro, you know, oh man, that's like, you'd actually have to, I feel like when you're out, you just have to be very careful about like how angry you get and who you pick fights with as well.
I don't think girls understand, like, in that situation, like, he's set on your girl. There's so many things that run through your mind in a matter of, like, milliseconds.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, he might have something. If you hesitate, now he's going to think, nah, he's not on it. Then he might start something. Then your girl's thinking, what, you're not going to back me? Like, there's just so many things running through your mind.
That's like, the girl with sets because...
I'm, you know what I mean?
Honestly. Only a stupid girl. That's it. Like, bro, let me tell you now, yeah. There's certain girl... Like, I've seen a situation, yeah, where a girl's getting moved to you now. A girl's getting moved to you. She says she has a man type thing. And like the guys like battling her, the guys new to her battling about her man, things like that, like, oh, like, why is your man not here? Or like, your man's a bit, like, and the girl's just like, say, the girl's literally just calm, say nothing. She literally can't say, she walks away, she calls her man, and obviously her man's one of the guys that like, will pull up, and like, what, call him pull up, and then obviously you G check the guy, and then cut, but I'm just like, cool, yeah, your guy is one of them men that he's come on the fuckery thing, isn't it? Yeah, but brother, there's always someone better than you out there.
100%.
There's always 100%. Someone better than you out there. And it's like, cool, you're doing that until you never know what. It could just be the wrong guy.
Yeah, literally. There could be that guy that's actually on that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just one day, and bro, you thought you could fake it till you make it, and then you're
ended.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Like, I was even talking about on the GC a few days ago, we were talking about, how long would you wait? How long would you be in the talking stage for before you make it official? And I'm like, it's got to be a while because I got to see what she's like in bare different situations, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what if you wife off quickly in like 2 months and that, and then in 4 months' time, you find out she's this like lippy babe of attitude. She gets you into a Mazda and that was UV2 man with flipping samurais. What now? You know what I mean? So I don't know how long I'd actually wait before. I think it's subjective, but...
How long would you wait until...
I can't lie. One of the men said a year, I'm like... I don't know. Girls are different. They can be very understanding. They can be like, I understand that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it, if you show them, listen, man's going to do it, but you get me, you've got to do this, that, and the other before we get there. But I think a year's long.
The thing is, I feel like if you're just like, as long as you both, no. I feel like once you guys have become exclusive, it's like, okay, it's a matter of when. But if you guys aren't, if you guys haven't said you're exclusive, then I get like the what are we questions and everything like that. But yeah, like, I don't think it really matters. So that's for me, and I don't really think it matters.
The thing is, yeah, a good girl, it won't matter to her.
Yeah.
Because she'll know that you're going to do it. The average babe, though, you know what I mean? You can be exclusive, and she's still in the back of her mind going to be thinking,
you know what is, yeah?
I need something to happen here.
The correct answer is whatever time makes sense to you two is what makes it. Because a year, obviously, if you just say a year now, you can clip this, and someone's just going to be like, what? You're just like, but at the end of the day, if it makes sense to you, man, it makes sense to you, man. It's just that a year has got a bad reputation because
it sounds bad.
A lot of men are just like on the longing it out thing, like, you get me, yeah, babe. Eventually, it's never that.
Mm.
It just depends on you, man's circumstances and kind of like
if
that. But I also hear the girl's point of view as well, because it's just like some man will say, oh, yeah, plus but like 3 months in, you man will be doing everything in a relationship. Like, you man will be doing every relationship thing. The only thing is that she's not, you don't have the title.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're already exclusive, then there's no like, I don't get why you're asking the what are you type of thing. You know what I'm saying? You know it's coming because you're doing all of this type of stuff. You guys have closed each other off from like seeing other people.
Yeah.
So like both of you, well, the girl should be thinking, okay, yeah, like I know he's going to ask me. It's just a matter of when, innit?
See, the thing that's is, what I think. The thing is, you said it the other day, like, the label means a lot to them. I can't lie.
Who said this? Me?
No. The label means a lot to them. Yeah. It's actually true. So it's like, they can be understanding, but it's like, you just got to be clear with your communication. Like, it's going to happen. You get me? If you're already doing girlfriend stuff, boyfriend stuff, 3 months in, I mean.
That's a bit crazy.
That's quick.
A lot of girls have been burnt as well, because it's like, a lot of girls have been in that situation where they've been calm with, okay, cool, we're doing everything that girlfriend and boyfriend are doing, but we're exclusive, like, but exclusive, so it's all good, I don't mind waiting, and then they get burned.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's just like, I understand why some, like, a lot, not even some, a lot of girls are not on that, because it's like, bro, like, I've done that, I've been there, done that, I've given man the benefit of the doubt, I've been burned, I'm not taking that, I'm not taking that again, innit? Like, mm. you either know or you don't.
So do you think it's right, yeah, going off that, do you think it's right for girls to come into a new relationship with, like, I don't want to say baggage, but, like, baggage from their last relationship or, mm. like, expectations from their last relationship into their new one, good or bad?
No, I'm not him.
It's not, yeah. poor, it's not poor unless they make it, it's not bad unless they make it clear. They just have to make it clear because at the end of the day, yeah, let's be real, yeah, there's nothing wrong with, you framed it as, the way you said carry, like, you, like,
I don't sounds
know,
bad.
I can't remember whether you
yeah, used the word
baggage,
bad.
But it has negative
connotations. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't mean to use the word baggage.
I know what you meant, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, cool, if I'm speaking to this one girl, yeah, and girls I've spoken to in the past, I've learned something from those situations, and there's certain things that, boom, if I'm into moving to a next situation, yeah, there's certain things that I wouldn't let run or would be amber flags to me, very, like, gently, they would be amber flag. I would be attentive to those type of things.
Yeah.
That's not baggage. That's just, you've been through something, you've learned from it, lessons. You're not going to let it happen again.
Yeah.
You're going to do certain things to prevent it. And it's like, if you're a girl and you've been in a situation in which you've been in a situationship for a long time and a guy's just taking you for a roundabout, the way you're going to try to kind of prevent that from happening again is you're going to want to get with a guy that's not going, that doesn't want to take long before making it official. He's just going to boom, and that makes sense, I guess.
That's true.
But it's like, for example, now, let's say you were easier to, like, you know how most girls, like, to for either the man or the girl, like, it takes a while for you to let down your guard and all that type of stuff. Let's say the girl doesn't do that in your relationship now because of what's happened in the past. Like, is that fair?
It's not fair, and I think most men have been enough.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
been in that situation.
It's
bro.
A normal thing.
You're dealing with a damaged babe, and it's not fair. But the only thing that, like, I think is really, like, problematic in it, yeah, is when a girl doesn't. There's certain things about a girl, yeah. Like, as soon as you men start getting serious, yeah, there are certain things you should start letting your partner know. I'm carrying baggage from this. I've got trust issues because of X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So I move erratic sometimes. Da 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 da. In regards to this, in fact, some people would even say that you shouldn't even get into a next relationship until you're healed.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But unfortunately,
that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Ideally, but a lot of people don't follow the ideal. So it's like, ideally, wait till you're healed before chatting to someone else. But if something good just gets thrown in your face and you don't want to miss out on that person and you know you're not healed yet, the only thing you can do is just be transparent with that person.
Yeah.
See, like, the thing is, yeah, like, it's easy to say all you got to do is be transparent. All you got to do is have good communication, yeah. But I can't lie. The reality is, how many girls have actual good communication?
Bro.
I can't lie.
Yeah.
Because if it was so good, there wouldn't be so many issues.
Bro.
And there's a lot of issues.
People can't communicate for shit.
Do you know what I mean? Bare man think they're good. Bare girls think they're good. But you're really not, bro.
I can't communicate for
and bare people got flipping fear of commitment, fear of unknown, all of this stuff. I'm like...
Yeah, getting burnt.
I hear it, but I'm like... Urgh. Like, one of my female friends was chatting to one guy like maybe like 6 months ago. Nah. Over a year ago, actually. And from what she was saying, the guy was a good guy, bro. But she locked off because she had fear of unknown, fear of commitment. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't really know, because she was quote unquote healed from a past relationship. But I'm like, did you not communicate to my man that you get me?
You're
healed, but you may have these sort of.
She's not healed. Then she's not healed.
I'm saying hurt people though, because I'm telling you, a girl even told you, look. In fact, yeah, do you know what it is, yeah, conversations like this are so techy because hard to speak about sounding personal,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Girl might show you X, Y, Z, boom, that she's moved past her and then 3 months, 4 months down the line, boom, she's showing you, like, look, I can't do this right now, type thing. And it's like, cool. Sometimes you're just thinking, like, bro, no one actually forced you, like.
No one actually forced you to take it.
And this is what I'm saying, like, a guy might be on the other end of that and he's just thinking, he's feeling burnt. And now he's feeling like, raw, I can't even... I'll open up to you. You've come and shown me out of the blue that you get me. You've just done a 180, yo, man.
That's one of the
worst. Now, in the next situation he's going to, his head's all in a messed up place. It's just, bro, it's the sacrifice.
That's one of the worst things ever. When you've overshared with someone,
the
like, they actually know you to an extent at which, you get me, you wouldn't have maybe shared with someone else. Now she's going to told you, yeah, I can't lie to you. All for nothing. It's like, now there's a stranger that knows, man. Personally, it's like, for no reason. That's so dead.
But at the same time, you can't now, like, go to into your next relationship thinking, okay, I'm not gonna share. I'm not gonna open myself up.
That's my point. That's my point. When I say hurt people, like, ideally, that shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't do it, but that's what happens, bro, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's true, it's true.
That's what happens. Man, they get hurt, they go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real, yeah? What, have you, man, I feel like there's definitely times, I've taken that time to heal at times, but there's also sometimes when I should have taken out the time to heal and I didn't.
Yeah, 100%. That's naive, isn't it? Like, but I guess that's what young people do, I can't lie.
Yeah, I feel like when you're young, you can't really identify all those things anyway. So you don't even know, you don't know what you're feeling at the time or how you felt from a past relationship or something like that. So you don't know what you're taking into the next one.
And that's how bare man fumble good women.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I've seen it.
Women fumble good men, like, get
bro. And the question is, like, how many more good women are there at a certain age, bro? You can't fumble. Obviously, man don't fumble, but it gets to an age where you can't fumble that many times anymore.
Yeah, but people don't understand. As you get older, the dating pool gets... As people get married...
Smaller.
As people have children, the dating pool gets
exactly.
smaller.
Yeah. So you can't afford to fumble as much as you did when you were younger, bro.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, because you should be learning your lesson as you're going along.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
But life ain't that simple. I can't lie.
See, I remember, like, I was even speaking to someone recently about therapy, innit? They were telling me, they've been going to therapy recently just to get over a few things, especially in regards to, like, relationships. Is that something that, like, you might would ever, like, what's your man's thoughts on that? Like,
yeah, I would definitely go to therapy. Oh, you've gone?
I would run.
Oh.
I would do it still.
Yeah, I would definitely do it as well. Like,
as a single man? What was the question? Therapy, like, as in by yourself or in a relationship?
No, just like, firstly, you're by yourself. Like, going for therapy before,
going to the next relationship. I would do it still. I think I would owe it to myself. Because I guess you would know yourself a bit better going into the next situation, and then you can be more transparent with how you are and what you're going through with the babe in it. So, that's how I see it.
I would definitely go therapy if I felt I needed to. I like the idea of it as well. It's like you're talking to a stranger and like, obviously they're going to get to know you, but they don't know you. They don't know anything about you, like, personally, what they do. But they you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know you outside of this, so it just makes sense. It's funny how you'd rather tell a stranger everything than someone you're close with.
But it's their profession, though. That's the thing.
Like, offers that fairs, safe space, isn't it? Like, I'm happy, though. Like, I feel like it's really good that more black people are kind of getting comfortable with the idea and stuff like that. So it's just like, I think it's definitely something that most people should try to go for at some point in their life. And couples therapy is definitely something that makes a lot of sense. Even if you're not going through something, bro, you never know. Like,
I would do it before marriage.
I don't know about couples therapy, though.
I'll do it before marriage.
I feel like if you need that's a very nice thing. So I was gonna say, if you need couples therapy, then, like, maybe
there's
guys,
an issue.
Yeah, maybe you guys just aren't, maybe it's just not a thing. Like, if you can't sort it out by yourself, then it's like, and you need a third party to come and comment on your relationship. It's like, bro,
it's unbiased, though.
Yeah, but it's like, if you two can't sort out yourself, then there's no point.
But sometimes there's issues that get unraveled by the therapist that you lot didn't even see yourself.
Because I feel like, bro,
that would have come up later down the line. Do you know what I mean?
And relationships don't happen in a vacuum, innit? Like, even if it's not a therapist, more time when you're married to someone or even dating someone, you're going to be getting perspective from your brethren, your parents, the Bible, God.
Yeah.
Same with them. Like, relationships never just happen in a vacuum where you're getting no input from an outside perspective.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't equate needing to go to a therapist as you men are not compatible, because I think that's helped.
It's naive, yeah.
You're going to get a perspective from someone. Yeah. You might as well get one from someone that's qualified.
True. Because more time, if you get it from your parents, whether you like it or not, to some extent, it's going to be biased in your way. I think. Same for her as well. Her friends, your boys, they're going to give... Some men are impartial, fair enough. Some men are impartial. To take all the risk, I think just go to someone that doesn't know either of you personally.
I just feel like in most cases, all those... I agree.
You know what I mean? And even with going to your boys and her going to her friends with problems, I'm like, you got to be careful with that. Because I've been in situations where it's like, my bedroom comes to me about a babe now. She's done this. She's done X. She's done Y. She's done Z. Now I'm like, why are you even with this babe? Like, I'll look at her like, why are you doing this to my boy?
People say you got,
and then they'll make up. And I'm like, why are you doing this to my boy? Like, I don't even like you no more, kind of thing. Yeah. And they're calm. So I'm like, you got to be careful what you say to your boys.
They'll be telling you all the bad stuff, and they're not telling. And that's why people say it's important. They're like, bro, if you're going to at least talk to your friends about your relationship, make sure you're telling them the good stuff just as well as the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to your friend telling them, he done this, she done this, she done this, she done that.
Yeah.
And then, boom.
That's their perspective of the girl now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So you either say both or don't say anything.
What's this thing? Like, we don't even make generalizations. Obviously, I only speak to girls, so I can only say girl. I feel like women are very guilty of this, innit?
Yeah.
I feel like in regards to us, our friendship group in general, I feel like the man them are very guided with.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. Like, obviously, I confided in a man before about troubles with girls and stuff like that. I feel like more time, By the time I'm confiding with you guys, innit, I already know where my head's at type thing. Like, whether it's just like, man, if I'm still working through something with a babe, then nah. More time, do you get me? I'm just keeping it to us to we work through it type thing.
More time, I would have formed my own opinion, and I would have been like to my boy, like, am I bugging? Like,
yeah,
this is what's going on here. Like, I'm not bugging if I do this or like if I'm feeling like this. Or it's weird. Cause, like, if you feel a type of way, asking someone else if you're mad for feeling that type of way is a bit mad because you still feel that kind of way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's weird.
To be honest, I would never. Well, I don't think I ever have like asked for an opinion on something I should do. It's more like I did this. Was I bugging for that type of thing, innit? Yeah. And then I get, you know what I mean? Afterwards. And then like, that's when I'll be like, okay, maybe I was but yeah. I'd rather not have like outside people influence my decision. But like, if it's needed, then 100%, you know what I'm saying? If I'm really stuck with like what to do, but.
This is why it's important for both parties to have good friends. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And it's not even something you can control. Yeah. Like, you're talking to her, babe, she's good. Has she got good friends? Because if she ain't got good friends, yeah, the person that is not really complete upstairs and it's like, get me, you do something wrong. Oh, babe, just come to the club. It's a myth. It's long.
And even if she, bro, do you know, actually, that's so important that my babe can think for herself, literally.
Yeah, that's very important. You
need someone that can think for themselves, that can think independently. Very important. Because she's just too easily swayed by other people's opinions.
Mm.
It's not.
Yeah, did you man see Tyrese, his ex-wife that divorced him.
Yeah. I saw that TikTok. Something like
it was the people in her ear that sort of influenced her decision.
She said if she had different people in her ear, she wouldn't have
made the same decision. And she's all asking for 20K a month, but she makes 160K a year.
Stuff like that, yeah, it's so...
That's so crazy, bro.
To me, like, honestly, yeah, the fact that... Because I feel like, yeah, as men and women, innit, yeah, like, we're similar in a lot of ways, yeah, but we're also different in certain ways, innit, in something like how we thought. And I feel like a lot of men have this, especially when they've been married for so long, you kind of have this sense of, like, loyalty and a sense of kind of duty. Like, even if... Like, that's why, yeah, I'm not saying this is good or bad, by the way. I just feel like this is what you might may perceive. Like, you have like guys that have been in marriages like 20 years deep, they don't love their wife no more, keep it 100. They don't love their wife no more. But they're just there because, like, you get me, duty, they got kids, family, like, duty, they got to just stick it out.
Mm.
And then you've got other, then you've also got women on the same spectrum, innit? Yeah, they've been in a relationship 20 years deep, yeah. They might not go through. They may not necessarily feel that same level of duty, so when they're going through problems, and the problems are can be stuff that you can easily work through.
Yeah.
But because they ain't got that sense of duty.
The time that's gone.
They ain't got a sense of duty. They're thinking like, rah, 20 years, I ain't feeling the spark, bro. It's been 20 years. They talk about they don't feel the spark. No way, bro. It's been 20 years, bro.
That's mad.
20 years. Boom, filed for divorce, and you just wreck that off.
That's mad. Or
how you was feeling for a couple weeks.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, it is crazy. Like, I always say it. I say like... relationships are hard work, innit? And I think that goes the same for marriages as well. Like, you actually have to consciously work at it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So maybe, yeah, I'll take back my statement. Like, stuff like couples therapy would be a good idea in those situations as well. Like, that's just a sign of you working. But bro, yeah, that Tyrese thing, bro, that's... all of these things where women are asking for money afterwards and they're well off themselves, yeah. I just say, yo, this world is actually cruel, man.
I saw both perspectives of the interview. I saw Ty, because literally always the wife be, obviously they're not together, but the wife be talking, and Tyrese is basically talking. Tyrese looks hurt, like,
he looks down in the dumps,
hit him out of the blue, like, he trusts this woman, like, boom, she just come out of the world, like, obviously she was the divorce.
I saw something with her saying something about Paul Walker. That's when I stopped listening.
That clip on Insta Live,
yeah, that's when I stopped watching. Bro,
so what did she say again?
I
didn't see the Paul Walker thing.
I remember correctly, it was something like she wanted Paul Walker originally or something like that.
What?
Bro,
so crazy. I was like,
what type of woman did this guy marry, bruv? Like, what the heck?
And you have a youth together.
Yeah, like, oh my
in
gosh.
In this life, man, don't marry.
That's actually what I've seen. Bro, I've said it so many times. Like, I would not want to... I'd rather be, like, find the one now before I'm up.
Yeah.
Than be up and then... Because you never know. I've already seen, you know,
through these personalities.
Do you get it? And you don't know what she's really there for. But
wait, I'll find a clip. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Slid in the DMs.
Yeah.
We linked up.
He wasn't my type at all. My type was actually
That's enough.
He wasn't my type of, you know, like Tyrese is a dark skinned man and Paul Walker's a white man. Like, they're on opposite sides
of the spectrum.
That's crazy.
If I was Tyrese, I'd be deep and I'd be like, bro, who forced you?
Crazy world, man.
The thing is, yeah, I've been thinking about marriage and I'm like, when you get married and then the honeymoon phase is over, what's it like? And I'm like, bro, it's mad. Because like, imagine feeling, cool, this is your girl now, you get married and that. The morning after your wedding, obviously you're in love, whatever, madly in love. And then let's say maybe 5 years down the line, you wake up and it's like, oh, this is my wife. I'm like, raw.
So you gotta be careful who you marry.
But it's gonna happen eventually though. Like the honeymoon phase can't be forever, bro.
It won't be as sweet as it was at the beginning, but like you'll still look at this woman and be like, yeah, I love
the
like,
honeymoon stage is not, I will die on this hill though. The honeymoon stage is not representative of love though. Like love is not the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, I guess. Like, it's more like not lust, it's like
it's more of a like love is like the honeymoon is more
infatuation.
Infatuation is probably a closer word. Like,
yeah.
Combination of infatuation, more lustful feelings, like just quick burning.
Yeah, excitement.
Bro, you're going to be with this person for the rest of your life, innit? Like, love is so many things. Love is patient. Love is enduring. Like, it doesn't mean struggle love or whatever, but love is so many things that it's not like this, it's not this quick, intense feeling all the time. Mother's more of a constant thing. Like, the way like you love your mom is just a constant feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it's a constant feeling that you've got this love for this person. There's so many things that you'll do for them type of thing.
Mm.
And I just feel like, I feel like one thing I will always say to everyone in it, and I remind myself of it as well, in terms of like, your partner is like, firstly, your partner is not the thing that's going to make you happy in it. Because I feel like a lot of people, quote unquote, lose the spark when they're like, a lot of common phrase you'll hear is like, they don't make me happy anymore. Like, yeah, that's it. They don't make me happy no more. But I'm just like, bro, no one can make you feel happy. Like, you need to already be at a certain level in terms of your own personal development and how you feel, and all your partner's supposed to do is just add on to the things in your life, bro. You're already supposed to be at a certain place in your life in terms of your emotional well-being, financial, and your partner just comes and adds on to your life, innit? They're just a blessing to add on top type thing, innit? Yeah. It's like when they feel like, oh, I ain't got no spark in my life, like, bro, you might have to look a bit inwards.
It's true. That's what they say, it's better to love yourself first. Learn how to love yourself up before you love anyone else. But at the same time, I feel like your partner doesn't have a responsibility to make you happy, but...
Yeah, she doesn't.
That add-on they have should be very, very significant.
Course,
you know what I mean? Like,
of course, wholeheartedly that she added to it, wholeheartedly.
There's still a sort of responsibility there, but then again, it's mutual. It's not just one way.
Of course.
The thing where, I guess it is hard work. It is communication. It's flipping... It's a marathon, isn't it?
Another thing, like, bro, happiness is not a destination. This is another thing people forget as well.
Yeah.
Life is a journey, and the journey never ends. There's never going to be a point. Remember, I was having a discussion the other day on GC when I was saying, like, bro, life is a destiny, like, it's a journey, and there's never no finishing point. There's no finishing point to this life, and there's never a point where you feel like, I have everything. I'm just completely content. If it's terms of material things, there's nothing in this life that's going to fully satisfy you.
Yeah.
And there's no end destination where you just feel permanently happy.
Yeah.
Like, happiness is not like a permanent state in it. It's just something that comes and it goes type thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, when they get married and they're looking for love and stuff, they're looking for a permanent destination. They feel like, cool, when I get my house, my kids, my picket fence, my husband, my kids, I'm just going to be happy. It's a destination. I'm happy for the rest of my life.
Mm.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
Even when you've got the husband, the kids, the picket fence, there's going to be something else. It might be health. It might be finances. It might be spiritual. It might not even be something. It's just something else. There's never no destination or finishing point. So it's like, you always have to remember, like, you always have, the main thing for me is just like gratitude at any point in your life, just kind of being grateful for the things that you do have in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, just understanding that there's no end destination to this point. Like, it's always, you get me, a journey, it's always a next step.
Because if you view happiness as a destination, you're always going to be chasing it, bro.
Yeah,
if you're always chasing it, you're never going to actually gain it. You're never going to be happy. Yeah. Kind of thing. That's how men are just miserable for.
It's true.
Time on end. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Everyone says, you got to take time, or picking your partner is one of the most important decisions you can make, which is true. But it's like, it's not easy out here, man. I asked a question at the live show, like, what's more common, good women or good men? And I said, what did I say?
I can't remember, bro. I was best.
I said, good. I think the question was, what's rarer, good women or good men?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, good women. Mm-hmm. And the crowd didn't really respond too well, which I expected, because obviously the crowd was mostly women. But yeah. I'm like, it's facts, though, that I said, take into consideration what I've been through, what the man have been through, what people I even don't know well, like friends or friends have been through.
But then again, like, girls have been done dirty, bro.
They have, like, they have. But from my perspective, yeah, I think there's less good women.
Said, like, you will never get a right answer, because...
Yeah, it's perspective.
Yeah,
it's
If we're just being completely serious in a conversation, I just thought, at the end of the day, I feel like if you want a serious, serious answer, it's just not a gender thing. Like, good people in general are just hard.
Yeah, true.
People in general are just yeah,
they are.
Like I said, this hurt people thing is serious, because, cool, even if you feel like you're a good man, I feel like the man are very well-rounded individuals. You thank God for that, come to this point. But even still, like, there's certain things you kind of have to learn and mistakes you have to make to even get to the point and become the person that you are today. And if you say you've never ever hurt someone in your life,
oh, you're lying.
Yeah, man. And everyone's the villain in someone else's story.
Facts, mm-hmm. To be fair.
That thing.
It's true. The villain it's true. Sometimes it's even someone that's seeking a good person that may not be a good person themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how are you looking for something that you aren't even yourself, which is actually quite mad.
Yeah.
I can't lie. Like, someone wants to ask me, do you think you're a good person? I'll say yes. But it's like, they could ask me bare questions, and the way I'll answer them, you could very easily come across that I'm not a good mm-hmm. person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. man.
Like, you could ask me how I treated this person, or what I did in this situation, and the answer could sound like, rah, like, so how are you even a good person then?
Yeah, that's
but what I feel like I am. It's weird.
Perspective, bro. It's literally perspective, bro.
Yeah, it's true still. It's true. There's no, all right, cool, you got to tick dick. This box, this box, this box, this category, and you're a good person. Like, there is no actual, like, outline definition of this is a good person. Do you know what I mean? There isn't. Everyone's got their own definition, but there's no standard generalized definition.
I just find it
so. I guess it works both ways, to be fair.
Yeah. Actually, I just find it so interesting how, like, get me, as individuals here, we all have so many different sides to us. And by that, I mean, like, the way we're perceived can vary so much from person to person. Like,
it does.
If someone asks you, oh, describe pricey, the way you describe me might be so different. So you go pick someone else. Oh, obviously, I didn't want to say that. You go pick someone else maybe a couple of years from the past or whatever. Yeah. Ask them, boom, this guy, Percy, completely different person. You're thinking, is this even the same person? It's like, so I think life is just a bit funny like that still.
Mate, that's... It's so techie, man. I'll be real. Even with things like... When we were young, I guess we still sort of do it. Like, when you see a babe, maybe on Insta or whatever, and you send it to them and they're like, oh, should I do this? I'm like... I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, if I see this baby and I'm chatting to her, why am I going to ask one of the men if he thinks she's nice? I can't lie. Because if I think you're beautiful, it don't matter what anyone else thinks. It don't matter what anyone else thinks. I can't lie. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to hear the man and say, yeah, she's nice. Like, the cold sound's always nice to hear, whatever. But like, mm-hmm. we're getting to that stage where I can't lie to you. If I think you're lame, bro, it does not matter what he thinks.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But then again, it will be nice to hear, cool, like, whatever, he thinks she's nice.
Bro, I just written my taste, really didn't it? I just know yeah. what I like. I know what I like, innit?
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah, it's true, Storm.
I respect my team. I feel like I have good judgment in looks and character.
Character is one hard thing to judge, boy, I'll be real. It's mad because you can't even, like, you can deal with someone, yeah, and then you can look at their characteristics and think, cool, if they're good at this, then that's a good babe. If they're good at this, that's a good babe. If they're good at this, that's a good babe. The next babe can come across now and she ain't good at any of those things that other girl's good at. She could be good at a whole another list of stuff, and you can still think she's a good babe. It's so mad.
Do you man find yourselves comparing sometimes?
Who doesn't?
What, comparing your ex to what?
Just different people, of course, bro.
I think everyone does that. I think if you say you don't, then I think you're lying. I think you're lying. Still,
yeah, to be honest, like what you're used to, innit? So
yeah,
that's mad.
That's another crazy thing, bro. I actually speak to one babe, I speak to another babe, and it's like you're right. Literally, that example you just gave. I speak to one babe, he's another babe. They're very different, but like. They're both like people that I'm like, yeah, you know what,
in their own way, they're good. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's even, I don't know if I can swear, sometimes it's even F, yeah, I just keep thinking, I wish I could just combine you two.
swear down! Best of both worlds. Right. Oh, nah, swear down. Like,
we should end on that so they have that tier surprise to you.
The real price is coming out, man. Nah, it's crazy. Did you might see that DJ, what's her name? She's Leng. I don't know where she's from though. Joss, is it Satin Wavy?
Yeah.
Oh, Joss Wavy. Yeah.
You saw her set on Shadeborough, yeah? Did you see the comments?
Yeah.
Comments were getting onto her, boy. Comments were getting onto her. And then Sex Red must have said, oh, like, you're lit, like, I like what you're doing. I'm like, raw. Like, so when everyone says the UK is bad vibes, this is what they mean, bro. She came out, she even said, oh, like, the UK is bad vibes. Americans and the rest of the world are liking what I'm doing. Like, it's a shame that it has to be my country that's treating me like this. I'm like, that's mad. Like,
I didn't know whether I agree or not in it. I don't know. The thing is that I don't know DJing, so I don't know whether. I was watching the clip here, and I'm not gonna lie, yeah, it didn't blow me away, but I didn't watch it and think, oh, that's crap. So I'm just listening. So I'm just thinking, yeah. So it's just like seeing the reactions was genuinely funny to me, because obviously see people like, gas it, man. Oh, this is crazy. Rah, rah, rah. Like, other people are like, yo, this is dead. Love is here both, bro.
I feel like, if we're being like brutally honest, I feel like someone are gassing it because they liked the look of her,
yeah,
rather than her craft. At the same time, the negative comments, I say this all the time, like, you can look at something, you may not like it, but why are you going to comment that?
Yeah.
With the chance of that person seeing it and it affecting them in a type of way, potentially. Mm-hmm. It's like, why, bro? Like, I think we're all level-headed, bro. When you see something on TikTok, you don't like it. You scroll past it, bro. You see something on TikTok or Twitter or Insta, you scroll past it.
Yeah.
How does commenting something negative help you? How is that an outlet for you? That don't make sense to me, I'll be real.
I feel like the looks thing is true, but it's just like, at the end of the days, it's just like, bro, what are you going to do? Everyone, like, pretty privilege is what it is, like.
Yeah.
Is what it is, isn't it? Nothing too deep. But in regards to the last thing I was just going to say, innit, though, I feel like, cause I saw it on Twitter first, I keep 100. When she posted, I saw the quote, I probably saw percentage of people rating her to hating was honestly probably like 70-30 at max. I don't even say it's less, 80-20, bro. So 20% hate, 80% people like, yeah, this is good. Da-da-da. And obviously, she's coming to you and be like, oh, the UK's just full of haters, da-da-da-da, type thing. And I don't know DJing, so when I watched the clip, I didn't think it was mad cold. I didn't think it was crap. I just thought, yeah, like, it's just yeah, man. I just saw the thing and just scroll past the videos. Only when I started seeing the quotes, I went and checked it out some more type thing.
Yeah.
And I do think that is what I've clocked with people in the UK, especially create. And I've noticed people like obviously made you think and stuff like that, complaining about it, about how people in the UK, there's no space for any, like, you see how in the UK, I mean, in the US, yeah, they've got a lot of spaces like Charlemagne and that, like, yeah, where they critique stuff. They've got academics. Like, academics is, like, Jimmy's, you know, whole career is basically just critiquing the scene and giving his opinion. He's basically like, bro, we ain't got room for that in the UK because bare man getting their feelings, and because the UK is small, yeah, when man getting their feelings about their critiquing, then they attack thing, they start moving on like a click and up thing, like, bro, you, like, man's a music blogger. I remember I saw Mimi the music blogger.
Yeah,
she made, I think she was like judging that UK hours and like, she said something about Potter Paper, like, and it wasn't even like brilliant. Like, It wasn't even like crazy. And bearing in mind, Potter's probably like my top two UK rappers, so I rate the guy.
So she
said something about Pot. I don't think even think it was Matt Crazy, and he's just basically cussed her out. He's just dissed. I don't think he's just like, raw, like that.
I hear it, but it's like, with academics and Charlemagne, more time when they're critiquing someone, it's constructive. Like, they'll get onto them, but like, it won't be a thing where they're just blindly mocking them. Academics has done some mad ones. That's why I said more time. Eight out of ten times, he'll critique you, but like, he's not trying to damage your brand.
Yeah.
He's giving his honest opinion to his fan base, and like, he's just trying to just review your thing, because that's what he does for a living, like you said. But the comments, I'm like, the thing is, there's no point really talking about the comments, because like, the comments are going to be the comments. Like, there's always going to be trolls. There's always going to be people that just want to comment negative stuff, but I hear what you're saying with people in the UK not being able to take stuff. I can't hear it. Because if we had like our version of academics or our version of Charlemagne, like, they would react. Like, pop people for it. They would react still.
When they see you at event.
Yeah, it'll be on tops. It's true. I think that's even happened at a couple of award shows, if I remember correctly. I can't remember if it was
They ain't going to let you slide. If they do, even if there's never a thing where they can't. But like I said, I feel like what you see with a lot of the UK rap scenes, like, there's bare collabs and stuff that will never happen because, bro, the way man click up, the way you're like, bro, I don't even pay attention to this. I make sure that I don't pay attention to all this quote unquote beef stuff. It's like, if you don't pay attention, you will literally just notice it. Like, you can notice that there are certain rappers that will just never collab with each other.
Yeah.
And then, or when one man collabs with this man,
because he's cool with him.
It's just bare noticeable.
Yeah, it's politics. It's mad. I don't know. The US seem to be more about their bag when it comes to that stuff, I can't lie. They've got like beef like with whatever, different areas and that, but
for when Kodak is collabing with 6ix9ine, it's just about the bag, obviously.
It's money to be made, bro, I can't lie. I don't know. It's just then again, if we were artists, would we navigate the scene like Americans do? Or do we fall in line with how the UK is moving? It's mad. I don't know what I'll do.
The thing is, though, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the way the UK scene itself, I don't think you can
operate how they operate.
You can operate, because like I'm saying, once you start collabing with one set of man, you can't, like, do you get me? Like, man will definitely start moving a type of way about you if you start. Like, they won't let you.
Because you're on that side of the fence now, like, mm-hmm. you can't come and chill with us, like, it's mm-hmm. weird. Like, I don't know. It's weird, weird dynamic. I don't think, it's not like that in the podcast scene, to my knowledge anyways, from what I've seen, so, yeah. We were just saying that the older podcast generation, so like your Chucky's, your 90s, mm-hmm. your Free Shots, Receipts, No Behaviour, all them lot, they seem to be in like a sort of network where they all go on each other's podcasts. And I was saying to you, man, outside, I think maybe last week, I was like, as the younger podcast generation, we ain't really got that sort of dynamic where it's like, oh yeah, we're cool with them, or we're cool with them, or we can go on them, they can come on us, or we can go on theirs. It's like, I don't know, maybe that will come in the future. Obviously, we've done Pull Up and that, we've done Can Anybody Hear Me? There's more coming up, but it'd be nice to have that sort of dynamic where there's loads of podcasts. For example, the flipping, what was it? Was it YouTube Black? Or was it like GRM? Or like an award show where there's just bare, like, see, you're like GRM where there's just bare artists.
Mm-hmm.
Bare man know each other.
Yeah.
May not have even collabed, but they know each other.
Yeah.
I want it to be like that in our sort of scene. But as I said, I think it will get there eventually.
I feel like maybe people are focusing on themselves and they're trying to broke. But like, ironically, maybe if you meant like more people on the collab thing, then you get me.
Again, like, it's... There's a lot of pride in the UK, man.
Yeah, it is pride. It is pride. There's
a lot of pride in the UK. Like, it's just... To a lot of people's detriment as well. I don't know. It's something that everyone's got to work on. Even us, I guess. Like, no one's perfect. You know what I mean? But can only hope that everyone
like, I know it's definitely crossed the, like, to you, but like, you'd be like, you know, yeah, like, if there's certain podcasts, like, you probably would work within it, yeah, but it's just like, bro, you don't wanna
do you know what I think? As I said, everyone's got pride, but I feel like we're actually good in terms of, if we rate you, we're gonna reach out to you kind of thing. But I don't feel like that sort of opinion is shared across the whole scene.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. As I said, you can only hope it gets better, but I feel like if everyone sort of had that opinion of, doesn't really matter how big they are. Like, you get me? They're good. Shout them. They're good. Shout them. Like, it'll just become more, you get me? Better for the listeners, better for everyone, and everyone grows. Like, it just gets bigger and better.
Yeah,
but, pride, even in relationships, bro. Pride has always been a problem, fam. Even for me, I'm trying to work on my pride as well, bro. I can't lie. Like, there'll be times where I'll think, am I prideful? I'm prideful, but, maybe I'll come into contact with a babe and I'll be talking to her. And I move a certain way, and I'm like, rah, I thought I had less pride than this. It's always mad. It's almost like we're talking about the situation where there's always a man badder than you. There's always someone that's got less pride than you, kind of thing. It's always going to show you that you're working yourself, but you're not there yet. You know what I mean? You're not there yet. So,
bro, London, Nigerian is not a good combination.
Mate, I ain't even trying to get onto my Nigerian blaze, man. I actually love them, but boy, oh boy, when it comes to pride, Nigerians. Bruh, man. I'm sure you might have been for it though.
Yeah, man. But that's a love hate relationship.
It's tough, man. It's tough, but yeah, not gonna lie, guys, we gotta fly off to Huss's event that he shot off to not too long ago, man. We gotta get there. So we don't miss a set. So that's been a nice little, it was a bit short, I guess, but obviously duty calls, we've got an event to go to, so gonna have to wrap up there. Nice little conversation, pricing, building, obviously.
Come on.
Yeah, that was 101. So what we say in pod, TikTok, Insta, all that good stuff.
Everywhere, man.
Hope you lot enjoyed the live show. Hopefully one coming soon. Keep it in your prayers, man. But other than that, it's T9 building. Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for coming, man. It's been your boy Benz in the booth.
I see you.
Come on, man, and we'll see you lot in the next one still.